This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Alan Blotchke is joining us. He is a PhD, is a clinical and forensic psychologist in private practice in Birmingham, Alabama. He's also co-editor of the Parental Alienation International and a member of the Parental Alienation Study Group. We're going to be talking about that specifically in this conversation. We're going to be talking about the case that is going on right now against Corey Richens. I want to dive into it in this case specifically, and then also on a broader sense about parental alienation and really what allows a parent to do that sort of thing mentally. Corey Richens, of course, if you're just beginning to learn about this case at home, she is the individual who wrote the children's book, Are You Still There? She said it was to help her children deal with grief. And in theory, if that's all it was, then that sounds lovely. However, the allegations are that she tried to poison her husband or did poison her husband, and he died after having a fentanyl-laced Moscow mule. She's now in custody. What bothers me about this are so many things, but specifically is the lack of foresight into the well-being of your children. Number one, allegedly killing off your spouse. But number two, if you get caught for allegedly killing off your spouse, they don't have you either as mom. So you make these children orphans. Obviously, this is not someone who has that parental instinct to truly put their children first.
Well, look, there's a number of things. First, from all accounts, she had tried to poison her husband previously. My understanding is that a lot of her motivation revolved around money. And of course, money and extramarital affairs are the two primary reasons that you see in these kind of homicides. My understanding is that she had been spending a ton of money that Eric was unaware of, and then when he found out about that, that caused a huge explosion in their relationship. But it's amazing to me that he even was aware of the fact that she had tried to poison him, I think, the previous year.
Yeah.
And I think he had told people that if he ended up dead, it was because of her.
Yeah.
And so I think it was about money. I think her motivation was money. Now about the kids and alienation. Look, let's be straight about it. Her kids were not in her mind when she did this. There's nothing about this that is love or being a good parent or empathy or anything. This was strictly her impulse and crazy motivation to get rid of her husband. She wasn't thinking about her kids at all in the least. And the other thing that you find in these kinds of cases is, you know, the odds that she was not going to get caught were probably zero because she left behind all kinds of computer data and information that led authorities straight to her. She had tried to poison him previously. They knew about that. There was no chance she was going to get away with it, yet she went ahead with it with the idea that somehow she could get away with it with this whole idea of, I'm going to write a book about grief with my three children. That'll throw everybody off, right?
Mm-hmm. That seemed
and
to be
of course,
the thought.
That didn't work.
Yeah. It's fascinating to me and hard to wrap my mind around, and I think many parents'
right.
minds around
right.
this, the alienation of the children, because we see this in so many cases. I mean, all the way from alienation to flat-out murder, what we saw with Lori Vallow Daybell, but that adds a whole weird religious angle to it as well. But with these cases like this, we have... your Corey Richens, we have the James Craig, the dentist, who murdered or allegedly murdered his wife, and there's all these kids involved. Is there an epidemic, or are we just hearing more about it, of parents that don't have that paternal or maternal instinct in them, that the filter of life where you run things through, how is this going to affect my kids? How is this going to affect me? Is just not there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing more and more about this because the media covers it more. And of course, there's 24/7 media. You can't get away from it. And so we're seeing it more. But look, let me separate this out.
Yeah.
I don't think this is about parental alienation. I don't think this mom killed her husband so that she could have the kids to herself. I don't think that was her primary motivation. Mm-hmm. I think it was money. Now, that it may have been a second motivation or a tertiary motivation, but it wasn't primary motivation. I see a lot of families where one parent will try to do something to sever the children's relationship with the other parent, mm-hmm. but far short of murder.
Yeah.
But, of course, murder happens rarely, occasionally, when it comes to parental alienation. But in this case, I think this was all driven about money, money, money. I don't think the kids played a role in it in her primary motivation, from what I can tell. Maybe sure. I'm wrong, but that's certainly the way it seems.
Let's talk about the alienation, that parental alienation, out of choosing, out of raising their hand, you know, and saying, or you know, figuratively saying, yeah, I'm just going to go do this and do my own thing because I like that better than being a parent. Maybe not even always just involving murder, but just this thing that we see so often, it seems, where a parent doesn't seem to have the whatever we have for healthy parents to be a parent. What are we talking about here that allows people to do that? Is that something where it's from a trauma at a younger age? Is this something that's just innate in people sometimes?
Yeah, I think it's people who have been raised in family where there's a lack of love, there's a lack of empathy, there's a lack of impulse control, there's a great deal of narcissism and self-centeredness. And look, there are lots of parents out there who aren't great parents because of the way they were raised and because of their lack of empathy and very high narcissism. And so that's why we see the whole gamut of parents. We see really good parents, but we also see some parents that are not very good because they don't have these qualities, these parental qualities that are so important in helping children flourish.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Alan Blotchke, thank you for your insight. We're going to talk more tomorrow on this topic and go even a little bit deeper into recognizing some of those symptoms if you're a parent and you're seeing it in a spouse or someone you care about, maybe a friend, maybe a sibling. And what one can actually do so things don't go so far off the rails as they certainly did in the Corey Richens case, but we see in so many cases. So be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. That's tomorrow here on the podcast. If you like the podcast, you want it ad-free, you can get it through Apple Podcasts and get access to all of our podcasts ad-free when you become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Start binging away on all of them here with the True Crime Today family. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.